iPhone 16 Pro is here with cinematic slow motion and the power of Apple Intelligence. Plus, stay connected in busy crowds with EE's enhanced 5G.
It's so packed!
Come on, guys, let's get to the front!
Film the band!
That video is wicked!
The new iPhone 16 Pro on the UK's best network. Search EE iPhone.
Available on all-rounder and full works plan in 5G standalone ready areas. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims. Apple Intelligence coming December 2024.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Last week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
I need some help.
No!
We need a doctor.
Here, I found these laying around. He hands you some potions.
What's going on here?
Everyone get behind
me. Who is coming through that door?
It's their raiders. Boom. Boom. Just drink those. I don't think we have a lot of time. Boom. Boom.
Chug.
Are you Sakuachi?
Yes. Boom! The door splinters open. Four figures.
Oh!
Goblin.
It is a hobgoblin. They are armored, and they are armed.
Son of a bee.
This is going to be a grinded out fight, man.
Grinder! So they've created this sort of formation right in front of those double doors.
I'm going to do what I was originally going to do. Run up to the one that we have been hitting. I don't know if they get an attack of opportunity.
Well,
they
sure do.
13 points of slashing damage.
Okay, I'm down.
Wait.
Barnes is going to rush up to the southernmost one. 19 points of damage.
Wow!
Whoa!
Flurry of blows.
Let's see it.
29.
Oh! Critical hit!
Not looking great.
Good.
Barnes, you are toe-to-toe with one of them.
15 points of damage.
And you kill that
one.
Yes! It is Buggles' turn.
Yes!
Give me a fortitude save, please.
Reel back!
Nice!
Barnes!
You could take this guy out.
Natty 19.
Oh, yeah!
Dead, baby.
It had one hit point left. It's dead.
Yeah! Oh.
One remaining raider's turn, and he attempts to flee.
Oh, you...
Will you pursue?
The adventure continues. Now.
Of the jizz pip.
Jizz pip.
Whoa.
Oh.
You want to take that one over?
Nope.
I'm leaving it in.
Hold on.
How do you say GCP as a word?
I said jizz pip.
The jizz pip.
Oh, just make a note of that.
Everyone's
going
to say that.
Jizz pip.
Oh, no.
T-shirts.
You ruined it.
Oh, no. We're going to go to live shows. People are just going to come up and be like, ah, it's my favorite jizz pip.
The jizz pip.
Oh, God.
Jizz pip live.
And then we're going to have to explain that to our children.
Oh, man. I've already thought about like how many explanations I'm going to have for like past episodes.
Daddy, what is jizz pip?
What's a jizz pip? 1 week away from Halloween, obviously we're recording this from the past. I don't think we dressed up this year for Portland and LA where it was further away from Halloween, but maybe I wouldn't put it past a couple people at this table. But are you guys dressing up or doing anything for Halloween?
I always have an outfit.
What do you got? What do you got planned? What are you going to do?
Cute outfits.
Okay, so not a costume.
Are they spooky?
You're just dressing as cute.
Maybe one might be a little
Kate.
Spooky.
Ooh. Spooky cute.
I will have spooky nails.
Oh.
Okay, so where are you seen in this outfit? Like, do you go parties or around the neighborhood?
My general spooky dress, but heightened for a show. So I have like, you know.
Oh, you mean at the show?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What about Halloween night?
Halloween night?
Are you doing anything? Are you dressing in a costume?
I probably will be.
Okay.
I'm going to text Skid and say happy birthday.
You're not there yet? Okay. Yeah. You're going to text Skid? So you're dressing up as someone that's texting Skid for his
birthday. Yes.
You're dressing up as a thoughtful friend.
Thoughtful friend, capital T, capital F.
No, but you got a little kid. Are you dressing up for anything? Or?
I don't think so. No. We might, I think, we might theme our, generally theme ourselves with whatever Mira ends up being, and then we go trick or treating. But I think it's going to be a low commitment.
Okay. What about you, Skid? I know you're a big Halloween guy.
I do love Halloween, but I don't think. No, I don't think so this year. No plans. I think I'll be in Tennessee. So
you know, in that co-op, there might be some trick or treaters that come around your door. You might need to be prepared with at least a funny wig.
If I were planning to be in town, I probably would be worried about that.
Now the truth comes out.
Yeah.
Great time to rob Skid will be Halloween. Yes.
On his birthday.
I leave the door unlocked.
So. Check out his address right here on this lower third. You'll be free. Cindy, I gotta imagine you dress up every day. Every day is Halloween for you.
But, Look at her with her costume and jewelry.
How particularly silly will you be on this Halloween?
Pretty silly. I have an idea.
Oh.
And I hate to, I don't know, say something that might not come true because it's just an idea right now.
Well, it's okay. We're all friends.
We're all friends. A friend of mine has a Halloween party every year, mm-hmm. and he does like a themed thing, and I help him to decorate because he knows I do that for film and TV. And this year, he's doing every room as a part of the body. So you walk in, it's like the bottom of the house is like the...
Where's the butt?
I'm such a sixth grader.
My Take first me thought to the butt.
Like, I want to go to the boob room.
That's like first thought.
It exists.
I'm sure it does.
There's going to be a
How
boob
can
room?
You have a body parts display rooms without a boob room?
No, but are you inside of the boob?
Is it or is it full of boobs?
Still figuring it out. But you enter, it's like ground level.
It's just
like
a room full of boobs.
Full of boobs.
That would be fun though. Big boobs.
Sure.
The front door. So the front door is the mouth?
The front door, they want to be like a toenail. Like you're going into the feet. It's gross. They love having
fun. Do they have like a screaming sound that happens like right you up?
Oh, God, stop!
I don't know.
Please, no.
But I think for that party, we don't have the details yet for the decor, but I'm going to help them. So I'll dress up for that. And I think I'm going to be a Bloody Mary.
Right. Oh, the religious?
No, like one of my favorite drinks.
You're going to drink.
You're going to be a Bloody Mary and not a Michelada?
I think it's going to be a mix of both, but I think it's going to be like, I'm going to create.
Are you going to be dressed as the Virgin Mary? I feel like that's what you're saying.
No.
Covered in blood.
That's very disrespectful.
You ever played the game Bloody Mary?
Sure I have.
What does that mean? You'd be wearing like a cylindrical thing that makes you look like a drink?
No, it'll be like.
I missed it.
We had a little side thing going on there.
That was amazing.
About Bloody Mary.
He goes, you ever play the game Bloody Mary? I said, sure, yeah.
And his eyes went deadly serious.
Yeah, I saw it. It was crazy.
And then he said, it's not a game.
So you're just dressing up as a drink?
Yeah, like a red dress, and then I'll make like a headpiece that's, you know, like a shrimp, olives, like my earrings.
Slice of bacon.
Yeah, something silly. And
you walk through the tow room to the boob.
Yeah.
You have a sitcom life. Like a New York sitcom life. Friends, toes, boobs.
Yeah. Yep. That's my Halloween.
I'm dressing as a Bloody Mary. What about you? You got anything cooking?
No.
Not at the moment.
Not with the kids?
Well, it's a weird situation. I'm happy to throw it out there. Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah.
I live in suburban America, right? And it's very like, you walk your kids around to all these different houses, but there's like a path and a trail and everybody's doing the same thing. And it's like at 4:30 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, everybody in the neighborhood is walking around. And the last couple years, because we had shows, I took the whatever costume I wore in the show. So I did, I was like Jon Snow 1 year. And then I was Beard from, whatchamacallit, Ted Lasso.
Coach Beard. Yeah.
Coach Beard. I was Coach Beard. And almost no other adults dress up. Yeah. Almost none.
They're losers.
So they're all walking around in their regular clothes and they see me and they're like, nice. And that's like kind of like the most that I get. But it's just weird because you're like out in daylight walking around. Nobody else is dressing up. You kind of feel goofy. Huh. But I love dressing up.
Yeah. Dressing up is fun.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like I should do it just because. Yes. But I also think that people are kind of like, look at this loser.
No, they're the losers.
They're the real losers.
Yeah.
They lose out on getting to have fun on Halloween.
Like they're going out anyway, trick or treating. They're not going to dress up.
Yeah. I mean, some people do. Some do. But most, a vast majority are just kind of like trying to get through it.
I was just talking about this with Caitlin. When I was a kid, I mean, if we got invited to a Halloween party, like the family got invited and there was like the kids went and wore our costumes trick or treating, then we ended up at the party. But then parents came and there was like drinks and they had a good time. And about half the parents would dress up and the other half wouldn't. And my parents never dressed up. And I would be like, what are you going to wear for Halloween? We're going to a Halloween party. And they'd be like, we're not going to do that. Mm. I was just like,
But yeah, what?
That's boring.
It's sad.
Yeah, I'll tell you when I don't like it. I don't mind walking by down a street with a bunch of people not dressed up. I don't like feel embarrassed. What bothers me is when I'm like, because I'm not close friends with these people. They're like acquaintances. They're the parents of my kids' friends.
You've only golfed with all of them 17 times, but you're not close friends.
No, not really.
Like, they had them in your home to use your toilet.
I don't know. we're not that close.
Just friends.
Are you really getting
everyone
within
a 7-block block radius?
They're just toilet and golf friends.
Toilet that's, golf buddies.
That's it.
It's just weird to be dressed as like a full-on vampire or something and just be like... So, how's your summer been? You know, like with a person who's not dressed up while you're standing out front of a house at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Someone you kind of know.
In blazing sunlight while like you're just trying to make small talk while the kids are doing the fun Halloween stuff. You know, it's just a little bit odd.
So maybe go.
You feel like a goofball.
Maybe
you
know? Do Halloween light. Just do like an easy costume that doesn't feel like that doesn't make you feel silly.
Yeah, like Coach Beard was.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or you do like one of those little things you put on your head that have like two stars. There's nothing. You dress normal, but you've got like two star antenna. That's kind of
fun. Oh, like the alien little antenna?
Like yeah. little springs right. that say boo.
You're contributing, but you're Halloween. Not going crazy. You're not trying.
I like to contribute. I like to say
wear a
like.
Cape. Just wear a cape.
What are your kids watching?
It could be anything.
Love wear a cape.
I have a cape. I can, you can borrow, you can
learn. I haven't seen your kid's cape, got a cape in guy. So long. I honestly don't think you have a cape.
I do. I'll wear it. I can go change right now if they'll open the thing.
Whenever you gesture about it, you gesture to the wall.
I know, because I have to go
wall.
Through the wall to get
literally cake. Through the wall to get the cake. What about you?
I'm going as a giant boob.
I believe it.
And you'll get those neighbors walk by going, nice.
High fiving. I'm kind of like you, similar to like, I feel like I'm taking away from the kids if I get all dressed up.
Right.
And like, if I'm doing my own thing that isn't on theme with them, then it's just weird. But
I'll tell you what I like.
Okay. I'm not done, but good.
You should finish. I apologize for cutting.
I was going to say, but. Are you familiar with Trunk or Treat?
Yes.
Okay, so Trunk or Treat's a big deal, at least out where I'm at. And
it is where I am too.
Yeah, it's like you go and I think this one is associated with
people's
school.
Cars.
No, like all the you sign up to have a car for Trunk or Treat and you go to this like farm and everybody parks and you decorate your trunk and kids come around to trick or treat at your trunks. So it's like a separate thing. I don't know. My kids go trick or treating like 9 times. It's like Halloween night. And then there's all these other things, but trunk or treat is one of those things where you go and then you, instead of going from house to house, it's like a tailgate for trick or treating. You just go from trunk to trunk.
The reason I like that one a little bit better and it's a little more likely like dress up for is because the one that's by us is at night. Like that one is definitely like at night because you're all in a confined space. It's like one small area and people are playing music like from the cars and stuff. And it's a good vibe for like dressing up.
Yeah. And so Archer and Dash wanted to be Ghostbuster themed. And so I think I have to dress up as one of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's
100%.
That's
or
a fun one.
Actually, you should go as the ghost.
Slimer.
You go as Slimer.
Oh, I thought you meant ghost with the ghost area. We have a giant.
You want to look like Sheena Easton for the whole evening. I mean,
we have a giant 8-foot tall Stay Puft on our lawn, and I just bought a 5-foot tall Slimer. So I think I can bring the Slimer with me.
Oh, yeah.
But the Stay Puft's too big. But
go as Gozer.
I could go as Gozer or one of the demon dogs. I don't know. I just feel like I could. It's a lot easier to just buy a Venkman outfit.
And sure.
And then the adults will be like, nice.
It is.
Kids will think it's cool.
I can't believe the words I'm hearing. With the amount of effort you put into Christmas and traditions of Christmas, you don't want to go as Gozer, one of your favorite movies, a character from one of your favorite movies.
But Peter Venkman's the best character in the movie.
Yes. One of your sons should go as Venkman.
He doesn't know who Venkman is. He knows who the ghosts are. Like, don't let them watch the movie. There's cursing.
He could be Venkman. They do say Dick.
They do say Dick.
What else do they say? Do they say anything else?
Not Shit, the TV Dick. Edit.
But. Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Ray gets blown by a ghost. Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's strange.
That's true, actually.
It's not, I can't show that to
them. Do they watch the cartoon?
Yeah, I show them the old, the real Ghostbusters. Real Ghostbusters. Yeah.
That's a great cartoon, by the way.
It's a great cartoon. You know who did the voice of Winston for most of it?
It was Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
And Lorenzo Music
did Peter Venkman for like 2 seasons, and then somebody else took over. And I have to look this up because it's really...
And it's funny because Lorenzo Music also did the voice of Garfield in the cartoon.
Yes.
And then when they made the Garfield movie.
Oh my gosh.
Bill Murray did the voice of the Garfield in the movie.
Yep.
Would you like to know who took over for the voice of Peter Venkman.
That's why I'm looking at that, because it's season, worth...
Seasons 3 through 7. So the majority of the time, it was this person.
The bulk of the series.
This is the only reason I looked this up, because I remember it was something important.
I was expecting an array of people, and who it was blew my mind.
Who is it?
Dave Coulier.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, so Dave Coulier.
Should go as Dave Coulier.
That'd be a real deep cut if I just go as Dave Coulier from Out of Control.
Maurice LaMarche was in it too.
Yes. What I was going to say, real fast, after is like, so rather than I was very rude. I apologize. Rather than walking around in a costume, I enjoy that, but it wouldn't be my favorite thing. Mm. My favorite thing to do in these situations is to have a house that's in the middle of all of this. Mm. My house is not. And so, like, people don't really walk by my block for various reasons, but like,
I don't know why.
I'm on like a 35 mile an hour street.
Avoid my block.
I'm on a website.
It's a.
I wasn't going to go there.
I will. I don't know why they don't walk by anymore.
Why does anyone walk by my house?
Added to this website. I just like the idea that you're so innocent. Like, I don't know why they don't come by anymore.
What happened?
Ever since that playground incident.
Such a tradition.
They don't come to my house for candy anymore.
What happened?
I just tend to envy the people not costumed that are just like having a party in their driveway with like a fire pit, a cooler, a beer, and playing music. And like 15 adults are over there.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just like all hanging out. And as the kids go up, they're like, oh, I love your Ghostbusters costume. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah, like, that's what I miss.
I like that Halloween vibe.
Those birthday parties that I used to have. Like, we did one at the bar by my old apartment.
Yeah.
And McD came and he brought his, homemade
Four Loco.
Homemade Four Loco.
Oh, gosh. What?
That was a good night.
You mean, whatever into it and then a bunch of Jolly Ranchers.
It was maybe the most hungover I've ever been, but like that was an incredible night. Like that was so fun.
We played Pathfinder for 7 hours that morning.
And then
I got too drunk to even come to your party.
Yeah. Oh,
I remember being there at that bar for that party and talking to your friend Tom.
Yeah.
And his wife at the time.
I
remember nodding as they were talking and thinking, I'm going to die tonight. I have a very clear memory. My heart was going, and I'm like, excuse me, bartender, can I have another water, please? Can I have another water? Because I had a pint of homemade Four Loko.
Yep. It was a very bad idea, but it was delicious. It was the Shannon Pot. That was the Shannon Pot.
I love that bar. Great bar.
You had a few birthdays there.
I did. When we changed locations too. I did some at one and some at the other.
Well, my wife is, when we first moved into the house, somebody across the block was having one of these parties. It was like COVID. It was the October after COVID started. So a lot of people were like, we can hang out outside. And they were having this party. And we were like, we want to be the cool kids. So now we're going to do that this year.
Oh, fun. That's cool.
Because Sam knows everybody in the neighborhood, and I'm like, begrudgingly.
That's
all right, they can come over.
That's fine.
Use my toilet.
Tell them to stay off my lawn.
Don't use my toilet.
Don't read my books.
But I don't have
children.
Don't
rub your genitals on my books.
What are you going
to do? Excuse me.
That's what?
He's very concerned about people putting their
genitals on.
I was going to say, like, house party sounds fun. I don't live in the suburbs and have kids. I'm a rural.
Yes.
But I usually like to do, I usually end up at a dance party.
Yeah.
Where?
That's fun.
Anywhere.
Who knows?
I just get invited
to
one.
What does that mean?
Oh. Yeah, like. As in, I wait until I get invited somewhere, and it's usually somewhere where there's
somewhere
lasers
in
and
the
I can
country,
dance.
Where you like, out in the country.
It's been in the city.
Like,
it's
dance
been in,
party.
Out where I live now. Yeah.
You just like, you get a text, dance party tonight.
Sort of.
I feel like you're making this up.
I'm there.
Do you remember when we were in LA?
I was a festival girly. I like to dance.
And we went out to that bar. Mary Lou was there.
I wasn't.
Paul was there. Joseph. You were there.
Yes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And there was a dance one, but there was no DJ.
General Lee's.
Yes. General Lee's. Yeah,
Mary Lou took us.
That was awesome.
And I went up to the bar to get a drink, and I turn around, and Kate has gone solo out onto this completely empty dance floor.
Yep.
And just started a dance party.
Started breaking it down.
Wow.
And we all started dancing.
I love house music.
We all danced.
Yeah.
They had those cool paper lanterns. I took you there. I recommended that.
I was not.
That's right.
I thought it was Mary Lou.
Nope.
I was not at that bar.
Yes, you were.
Sounds like a good time. Nope.
Oh, no, you weren't.
You didn't come? Man, you missed out.
It was his own thing.
You missed out on a really fun dance party.
That was very fun.
That was a second location, though.
Dancing is a silly activity for children.
That was after the brewery. You weren't there?
No.
I vividly remember you being there, but maybe that was the
brewery. I still won't be there after this quick break.
Wow.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. One of the most common pieces of life advice that people give and get is just be yourself. Just be yourself. And that's often easier said than done. It's hard to know who you are all the time and what you should be and when and what parts of yourself you should show and shouldn't. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to at work and social settings and around our family. But therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the mask, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. That's something that's my own therapy experience has helped me with, is kind of differentiating, helping me discover to identify when I am wearing a mask and when I don't need to and what's behind it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GCN.
We're back! Hope you're ready for Halloween. You got a week to think about it. Hopefully we got your chocolate stirring.
Oh, no. That sounds bad.
You're really crushing your opens tonight.
I got Francis. Francis. Chocolate stirring. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, Foundry Virtual Tabletop. And of course, good old Norse Foundry. And one more shout out to Old Davey Maps from last week.
Oh, hey,
loving
yeah.
Loving this map.
Nice work, Old Davey Maps.
So yeah. Hardcore. And the gist behind my email to him was like, if you have time, do stay up all night. Just, we have so many great members of the niche. Old Davey Maps is right at the top. And also want to remind you, 30-day free trial mentioned a couple weeks ago. Now jointhenache.com, use code GCN30, get 30 days off. But Troy, I already have the membership, or I'm already on the 30-day free trial. Well, are all your friends?
That was aggressive.
Tell them, jointhenache.com.
They too could be yelling sales tactics.
Sign up. Don't be weird.
I'll let them.
And also, when's the last time you left a review for this show, huh? Whether you use Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck it's called now, Spotify.
You actually got it right this time.
Leave a review. There's a lot of douchebags that leave reviews on our show. Be better than them. Leave a nice review. Have you reviewed this show on your podcast app of choice? I'm sorry I'm yelling. but I just would really like a nice review.
Only good ones. No constructive criticism.
Yeah, only if it's nice and good.
Yeah. Keep your bad thoughts to yourself.
Yeah, nobody needs that.
5 stars, something nice. Yeah. How about the algorithm? Yeah. What are we doing?
I think it's possible. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. I think it's possible we might have 5 consecutive minutes without fighting something.
Oh.
Ahead of us here.
Difficult
Can
to
we
picture.
Rest?
I don't know. Unless Barnes, now there was, if memory serves, we wrap with a fleeing subject of violence here.
Yeah. Barnes,
I didn't know if...
Sorry.
What? Oh, no. Are you reading reviews now? But,
I went to look because you said that. I was like, who's blowing us up on Apple Podcasts?
Why would you read them? I opened up
and there are two. I'm only going to read the titles of the reviews. One is 5 stars, unbelievably good.
Oh, awesome. What's their name? Shout them out.
That must be a new one.
Hutchive.
Hey, thanks, Hutchive.
Thanks, Hutchive.
That was me.
That was you.
I made a new email.
the second one
He's
is,
making the I'm reviews.
And the second one is, I don't hate it, period.
How many stars?
I'll take it.
3 stars.
Okay.
That's the rating for I don't hate it.
Just don't rate anything.
You know how these
systems and algorithms work. Only do 5 stars.
Yeah. No, I appreciate their honesty.
Honest in different venues.
The rating
like you don't
match
non-permanent venues.
Yeah,
right.
Let it not be said that they aren't consistent.
At least they're not like 1 star, couldn't get it to work on my phone. And it's fuck off.
Yeah, that is really irritating. That's,
podcast reviews fall into 2 categories. 1, I understand this could help the creator. And 2, they said something mean about my politician of choice.
Right. Well,
that's it. Yeah. Those are the only 2 options for
the technical ones.
An exception.
Or this guy.
I don't hate it.
I like you know what? I like the middling one. That at least you're honest. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
At least you fuck up our rating.
At least you fuck up our rating.
Yes. Yeah. Stop watching.
We hate you.
We'll find another show, weirdo.
Go find another show.
Go find a show you like. Don't watch us if you just don't hate us.
That person watches something you enjoy every episode.
Who consumes content that they don't hate?
There's so much out there. Don't limit yourself.
Maybe it's like me. If I'm reading a book that I don't like, I have to finish it.
Do you write the author?
No.
No, but I'll write on no. Goodreads. I'll be
I finished this. Goodreads, but I didn't.
That's a hellscape. You're right.
Didn't hate it. You get transported to this observatory in the middle of nowhere. You think it's Skywatch, and you think that because there is a man dressed in furs standing atop a dais where this massive telescope is poking out of the domed ceiling of this observatory, and he tells you he is Sakauachi. He explains to you very quickly because the doors are about to be broken down by something. He's like, I saw them. They look like they were bad news. I didn't get a good look at them, but they're coming. I ran in here. I barred the door. I need your help. The doors bust open. Four hobgoblin raiders come rushing in. They're using these formation tactics to boost their defense. Barnes and Asta close on them. Asta makes a couple of tactical blunders and ends up going down, dying. Ramius doing the best he can without any healing magic to try and treat the field with some battle medicine. Keeps everyone alive while Barnes is bipping and bopping with the double Barneses to try and take these guys out. You take three of them out. The final raider on its turn rushes out the door. I'm going to stay in initiative here to see what you all want to do. You have options. But I want to leave it up to the individual. So he is going to, essentially triple move. I'm going to even take him off the map. But you can still, anyone who's at the door. So I'd say everyone except, even Buggles can see him. Maybe Sakauachi's struggling from way there in the back. And Hubert doesn't know what the hell's going on. But you can still see him kind of running down a street. There are buildings outside and streets. See like maybe a canal running through the town.
Is it snowing or anything, or snow on the ground?
No snow on the ground. It's nighttime. It's cold. Cold air is rushing through.
Cool.
You can just see the streets, but there's this very eerie kind of tunnel vision that's happening to all of you trying to trace this hobgoblin as it runs out. Obviously, there are no street lights, so it's just the stars in the sky. But as the hobgoblin is running, there's something about the buildings that seem to be like out of place. Every time you look at them, there's like almost a slight movement to the buildings, or that they're like, there's something strange going on.
I think we're on water.
Can't quite get a grip.
Huh.
I think we're floating. I think we're in a floating city on ice caps.
I will tell you, it is the top of round five, staying initiative
floating
order here.
City on ice caps. Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny you mentioned that. This what?
Do we?
Pretty sure we know Brevoy is not an ice cap, right? It's floating.
Asta is asleep.
That's right. Asta is unconscious. Asta, what I was going to say is, I'm fascinated at this. This is a bit meta, but I'm fascinated at this concept of a. In this time with this technology, observatory, because observatories are so meticulous about their positioning and their ability to move, like they need to be able to rotate as the entire building has to be able to rotate. So I'm curious if this thing is like in some sort of perpetual motion with the movement of Galarian.
Oh, you think the observatory?
Observatories move, like telescopes move constantly at an imperceptible rate. But if you look away 1 minute and then look back, you would see almost like the sun moving in the sky.
That sounds way better than what I said.
But I mean, it also is like, it's a bit meta. I'm not sure if it's happening here. One more fun fact that I found. There's an observatory right near my house. There, the telescope has like some kind of like a ridiculous, like, I want to say it's like 25 feet deep in the earth, poured concrete foundation of the telescope.
So that it doesn't
separate
move.
From the building. That goes straight down into the earth, yes. So that like a passing car does not move that lens even a millimeter because at the distances you're looking, that would completely blur an image.
Yeah.
So it has to be completely still.
Wow.
A neat fun fact.
That's very interesting.
So I was like, how do they have this kind of technology here, right? Like, is it magic that helps those kind of things to happen?
We do. I mean, calling back to this beautiful map, and maybe we'll discover what it is, but Kate pointed out there is like that power core solar model looking thing, and maybe that like powers the telescope or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Got like big levers on it.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's go in initiative order here.
You tell me what you want to do. You can pursue. You can also talk to Sakawachi, but this is all happening very quickly as long as you're in initiative order. It's top of round five, and it's Brother Ramius' turn.
Ramius is going to look down the hallway as this guy runs, and he is just going to... And he's just going to let him go and thank the heavens that this guy ran off. And he's just going to kind of like... stumble over and fall down next to Asta. Like, Asta, oh no. And start to treat wounds. Now, that takes 10 minutes, so let's see what everybody else does in their initiative. Okay. Yeah.
All right, it is Buggles' turn.
So, Buggles, I think if the Ku'ulakan were in charge, I think he probably would try to kill this guy. But he's not. So, I think... Buggles, yeah, I think he's just going to run up to Brother Ramius and Asta and Zephyr and just try it out of concern, and then that's it.
Okay,
I think she's stable, Buggles. I think she is stable for the moment, but I need to work on her a bit before I can get her back up.
It'd be Zephyr's turn.
How far away is he?
I'd say, where are you? Okay, it's fair. 100 feet away as the crow flies.
She takes out her longbow.
Yes, she does!
And she shoots at it.
Monastic archer stance.
It doesn't matter because first half of this set, yeah, range increment and stuff. I'm just going to try two regular shots.
Okay.
15. this is so fun.
Come on. You got this.
18.
Just misses. Barnes.
Do I think I could pursue him?
Sure.
Because I could. Could I think I could keep pace with him? Because if I can keep pace with him, I could feasibly mirror myself ahead of him at some point. But if I think this guy can outrun me, it just doesn't seem strategically advisable.
You know, a double move gets you within range of him. A triple move gets you right on top of him. But you're going out into the streets and it's dark. But you certainly could.
Here's what Barnes is going through Barnes' head.
Yeah.
We've been beaten, we're bedraggled, we're on the ropes. We could use a minute to get together.
I think it's a blessing that this guy ran away.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like this moment of respite would be like, I don't think we would press our luck by trying to engage this guy.
Well, my one concern is if he's going to run. Great.
We don't know anything
but if he's going to go back and get some friends and come back.
We could bar the door
again. I respect that 100%, but we can't assume either way. I think it really is 50-50. I don't think there's any evidence that he would bring people back. There's no evidence that he wouldn't either. So I think it's really your call. Like, if you want to chase him and at least see out on the street, I don't think there's any negative to that.
I'm going
to
give chase for at least a little bit. So I will sprint on after.
At least get a better view.
Maybe
of what's
some
outside.
Answer to what this strange feeling is we see when we look at the.
Are
buildings.
You double moving to stay within range or triple moving to get on his tail?
I got to get on his tail. I threw my chakram and I don't want to spend the time to pick up a short bow.
Okay, I'm gonna move you to a different map then, and really let you see what's up.
I guess.
A different map. That's
bye.
Not good.
Bye.
Another encounter
bye
map.
Forever.
Bye.
Tell if it's if it's cold outside.
All right. So.
Oh, is it pure darkness?
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty so dark
spooky.
Out there. Can anybody see that besides Barnes?
I can see.
All I see is Barnes.
All I see is nothing.
Okay.
I see Barnes in a swirly.
I see Barnes.
It's pretty dark, but you are
oh,
on
there's
this
sounds out here.
Street, and there's several side streets coming off of it. You triple move right up to it.
Yeah. And I'll say, you won't get away, my friend.
You won't.
Bite me. Bite me.
Get away, my friend. Okay, we go back to the observatory.
Fascinating. All right, I got to change.
And it is
unacceptable.
Asta's turn. You didn't heal her, correct? You just
I began to treat wounds. Yeah. So no, I did not heal her. I mean, I can't.
Wait, what? Why?
It's 10 minutes.
He's out of spells. Oh, because you don't.
I don't have any spells.
But you have continual recovery.
Still takes 10 minutes.
That's with treat wounds, which is a 10-minute activity.
Oh, I thought for some reason it also reduces the time.
It reduces the time you have to wait until I can do it again.
Gotcha. Okay, so I'm just laying there. Maybe I'm in and out of consciousness, you know, as you make progress and she just is like.
Yeah, no, I would say in this round, you are completely unconscious.
Oh, okay.
He just began a 10-minute process. But you are stable.
Work, though, because like we're not in combat anymore. We didn't chase after the thing. Like, how would that work? Would you be making.
No, she's stable.
No, I'm stable. Okay. I was already
I cast stabilize on her.
Okay.
So, right, basically, I gave up my actions.
Yeah, copy.
Now, if this turns into something, I could just stop next round and start running.
Yeah, we're locked in now for 10 minutes together until you stop.
Yep.
Okay. It would be this raider's turn. He sees Barnes running right up on him. Let me go back to that map. It's kind of fun. All right, so he sees Barnes and he looks around and moves 15, 20, 25 feet to the south. Now I'm trying to think. I think he still has a short bow on his back. So he will, he will draw the short bow and then move another like 20 feet onto like this bridge that's going over a canal and is just kind of like standing there.
This is professional kiting.
Yeah.
And now it is Brother Ramius's turn. Brother Ramius, Barnes has ran out into the night.
Barnes!
See, shifting.
What are you doing?
Buildings. You're kneeling there next to Asta.
All right, I'll stop doing the treat wounds. Can I do a...
she bleeds out.
you've just made your major incision.
First incision, yeah.
I'm sorry to make an incision. I just let it run.
Adrianus, you...
He looks back at Buggles. She'll be fine.
You stay with Asta. I'll go get Barnes. She needs
careful,
your help.
We don't know who's out there. Who's out there? He turns back to, you know, this guy.
I don't want out there.
Who's out
there? It's just weird. I guess I wasn't expecting a city either, because usually with raiders, you're talking about...
Yeah, the wilderness.
The wilderness. I was assuming this observatory is on a mountain peak somewhere.
But maybe this goes back to what Matt... I think it was Matthew who thought, maybe the city is abandoned. Like, maybe it got overrun.
Well, does he see
or
any...
Or maybe the city is Los Angeles
light?
Or Oakland
you turn
or Las
to
Vegas.
Sakawachi, what do you say?
First thing I'm going to do as a single action is a search roll, basically. I'm going to, like, look out... He's kneeling down next to Zephyr, or Asta. He's going to look out those doors and see if he can identify what these buildings are, what's happening. I want to see if there's any lights coming out of the buildings, if the buildings are physically moving, if they're morphing before his very eyes, all that kind of stuff. All right, I'll take that roll, but I really should have retched. That is a... that is right, 20.
Okay.
30, 20.
The only light... that you can see outside is the light of the moon. So it is very dark. In fact, Barnes is... you can barely see Barnes, and you can't see the hobgoblin.
So the buildings are just sort of like
the buildings
silhouettes.
Are all dark. There are no lights on in any of the buildings. And there's this... What you do see from the moonlight, there is a disorienting feeling to what you see. It's like tunnel vision is the way I can best describe it. Like something just... It's like vertigo-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
Vertigo-ish.
I don't know if this is me.
Where did these raiders come from? What's going on out there?
Something happened. The people of Skywatch have abandoned the city. The raiders, they moved in. I saw others. I know there are more. It is not safe out there.
I'm getting very...
Tell him to come back.
Okay, I'll yell
Chibigatsa vibes from From subtle what? Knife. His dark materials.
There's strange magic at work out there. It makes navigating the streets all but impossible. It's very easy to get lost. I was very lucky to find this building. I lost my companions. I don't know what to do because the door is broken down, but I know there's more of them out there. I just don't know where they are, and it's easy to get lost. Your friend might not be able to find his way back.
Get Bonds.
Okay.
Tell him to come back.
Okay.
I'm looking to retch.
Oh,
throws up all over us.
Throws up all over. Yeah, oh, I think I got
open,
it, dude.
Open wounds.
That is a 23 on the fortitude.
Barfing next to you.
23 on the fortitude.
I go into septic shock.
Yeah. Barnes smells the scent of Brother Amos's vomit on the wind.
You're done with the second.
All right. Sick and done. Nice. And
like a floating cartoon to a pie. And that's his turn.
I figured one action to do the talking, one action seek, one action retch.
All right, so now it is Buggles' turn. You see the same thing, although your dark vision gives you a little deeper perception out there. You can see the raider standing on the edge of this bridge, lit only by the moon, holding a bow drawn on Barnes, who seems to be right near an intersection.
Hearing this, Buggles, like, pulls himself away from his comrades and like runs on his little feet padding out to the door and just leans out. It's like, it's just Bonds, come back. It's not safe. And he's just like yelling and waving to try to get him to come back. That's somewhere a point of reference for him to come back.
Okay.
Like the beacon, the psychic beacon of the Emperor.
The beacons are lit.
The beacons are lit.
Okay, so just yell to Barnes in the night, come back, come back. Zephyr.
She does pretty much the same thing. She runs out to the entrance, like the opening of where we are, with her bow out, yelling the same thing, like, Barnes, you gotta come back. You can get lost out there. Disorienting.
Seem to be talking very calmly.
Barnes.
And I see
Joe hates more than anything else in the world when you simulate yelling. And don't yell.
Nobody yell.
Yeah,
well, really? Just get a little away from the mic.
Yeah, back a little bit.
Barnes!
Yes!
Barnes, you gotta come back!
I felt
it's,
that.
You're gonna get... It's all tipsy-turvy out there. I'll cover you. I'm tired.
See, wow. That was great.
I'm Meryl so
Streep, ladies and
ladies
gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
And the Oscar that goes ends.
That end was my right?
A couple episodes ago, come out with a plaque.
We need another plaque.
That was great.
That would be the second plaque.
I'm here, too.
Where is that guy?
All right.
She comes out through the hallway. She screams, top of her lungs, we're all going to die. Barnes, you're going to kill us all.
Keep an eye out as you're coming back in case something tries to like chase you. She's got her bow out.
All right.
Okay. Cover.
All right. Well, now it's Barnes' turn. So, Barnes, it really is, it's your call here. You've pursued. You can now get to this guy in two and take an attack. Let me go back to the map for you, just so you can see what up, right? Because you've got, actually, with your mirror image, you could...
You can get still, to this guy in two.
You are
45,
the man.
45 feet away.
You're so close. Just keep going. Do whatever you want. Have some fun. Nothing's wrong with this fucked up world around you. Don't think about that.
Just live your life.
I
don't know. Barnes is going to close on the guy and take a strike.
Oh my god.
That moment.
Oh god.
Stop it.
Okay.
You arrogant bastard.
As you
get... There's magic in between us. I can't hear you.
As you get right up next to him, you see another one right next to waiting around the corner.
No.
And you see another one.
No.
Oh, no.
Right next to hiding around that corner as well. However, the one that is closest to you looks much different.
Oh, no.
Give me a description of what you see there, Matthew.
Can I see it again?
Oh, sure.
I see a blue figure with a very long sword and a bow. He's got maybe drowish. He's got some red eyes and some pointy ears and some tattoos on his skull.
Did you say he?
I did say he, but
Kind of looks like boobs.
It could. Those,
do those look like boobs. That looks like the boob room to me.
That's what I'm dressing up as.
Wait, are you in the boob room?
I haven't spent as much time searching for the boob room as the.
This guy's never been in the boob room, and it shows.
It fucking shows.
Yikes.
She has a face.
Okay. That changes.
She has no less than 11 weapons.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, there's a flail, a mace.
This looks like the leader of the hobgoblins.
A giant spear or short sword?
Three daggers.
Arrows, a bow.
Yes.
Great sword.
Warning
does
star?
Appear to
a
be.
A hatchet on her calf.
A flail?
A female.
And a curved, huge sword.
You should kiss her.
I mean, yeah. We're, like, everybody's
sounds
laughing.
Like a romanceable
I mean,
option.
I think that that's... This is bad.
It's very
this
bad.
It's very bad.
Oh, yeah, we're laughing because we are scared.
This is campaign ending.
Campaign ending?
What?
I don't know. Asked it down.
That was a crazy decision. Yeah. It was crazy.
I was hoping I could run him down.
Well, I mean...
I think you should stay out there and not lead her back to us.
Never bar the doors. We've lost bonds.
I mean, there's so much going on here. We need to make a quick break.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I need a moment. That was a long break.
That reminded me of the old days when, during the Jade Regent days, when you'd be like, I need a minute. And you'd have to go into another room with a bunch of maps and books and markers and just like do something you weren't expecting.
Right.
And then like come back out.
A we'd all be
later.
Strategizing.
Yeah. I'll be like, what do you think he's doing?
I could go to the bedroom with the cats and just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah. Cause I'm not one to be like, you know what? I didn't prep that. Go someplace else. I'd be like, all right. Just give me a second. Now, this I did prep, but there's just this complication when you split the party across maps and initiatives. So what I wanted to do was unify the initiatives for various reasons. And also...
Unify.
I just kind of wanted to wrap my head around what's happening. But the sort of caveat to this, or the negative to me, is it gave you more time to think. And I saw you two kibitzing and whatnot. So let's pick up with you. They were chatty. Yeah, very chatty.
Whispering.
You moved two actions, right?
I have five more feet of my second action. Which actually, but that brings up a question.
Okay.
They were whispering.
They were whispering.
They were passing notes.
My God.
Okay. So right now I am standing past the kind of hobgoblin question mark blue skull tattoo lady.
Boss.
I would argue that I can see her from before I came across the front of the buildings. So I move myself back
possibly.
Two squares.
What do you want to do?
I want to say, well, if I saw her, I would stop.
Here's what I think. I think you should roll a perception against her stealth DC.
Oh.
And okay. If you succeed, I'll let you go in any one of those three spaces.
I mean, my other thing is like when I then step out next to her, I would definitely see her.
You would think, but you were very focused on this dude.
Right.
So you pass. I'll let you be in the first space right by the corner of the building, the space you are now, or you just ran headlong at this hobgoblin.
All right. Perception check.
Against the stealth.
Okay. Natty 16.
For total.
23.
You saw her.
Okay. All right. I am going to be in the square next to her, but not next to the guy I was chasing and the other one around the corner. I'm not going to worry about him right now.
Okay.
Barnes realizes he's in a sticky wicket. So
I'm going to give you something here.
Ooh.
And you decide if it changes what you want to do or not. I believe Buggles and Zephyr just had verbal actions on their turn. So you guys, in my mind, you could be considered delayed.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we
both
ran.
Moved.
Well,
yeah,
both we moved.
Yeah, we ran to the opening.
I take it back.
I have a question.
You were not a part of this
discussion. You're dead. Is Sakawachi attending to Asta at all while she is in the observatory with him? Are they having like a moment, a little like Sleeping Beauty
can you
moment?
Get off his jock for 2 seconds?
Right
there.
You're literally not. You ran away.
No, I think he's just on this map.
I never moved.
I think he's just on this map for the initiative tracker.
Oh, for the initiative tracker. I saw you with Buggles and Zephyr. I got confused.
Yes, I see the confusion.
I thought you left
you
me
are
alone.
Unconscious.
And in Ramius's arms.
In Ramius.
Yes.
As he as he throws up into my
wound. My final retch goes into her mouth.
Right. I finally got the last of that tickle out.
All right, so they are so, not delayed. So we're in full on
initiative. There's so much happening.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
This waterway here.
Mm.
How deep does it look? Is it the water moving?
The one with the Kraken in it? I mean, that one right there. It doesn't look too deep.
This canal.
You're going to jump in the water?
Yeah. Okay.
You're never going to find your way back.
My second question.
I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing.
But being lost to survive, it might be my only option. Because here's my thing. If I try to spend my next action to get away.
Yeah, you'll just lead them back to us.
A, lead them back to you. And B, they can run me down.
This is, I think, one of the more harrowing moments in Glass Cannon history.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, just Barnes is so far away from you, beaten a little bit. Surrounded by three enemies.
Yeah. Now here's my last question. The buildings around us, how tall are they? Are there any ledges anywhere?
The buildings range from 20 feet tall to maybe 50 feet tall.
Really?
You're
sure? Every single building is two stories tall, like at least?
At least the ones around here. This is like a full-on city. And you remember, Sakai, what you said, the city's abandoned. You don't know the full story yet, but like all the lights are off, nobody's home. But these raiders have moved in.
All right, I just need to look one thing up.
I'm going to miss you.
Okay.
I'm going to miss you.
Miss this campaign.
I wonder what your new character is going to be.
You guys are the worst.
I really like book two. It's a shame.
Are there any... So if the buildings are two stories tall, that stands to reason there might be a windowsill about 10, 12 feet up on the building.
You're going next to Kapitakaza.
I want to mirror myself onto the top of the windowsill.
Oh,
so you wanted to know if there was like a 10-foot high building.
Little balcony.
Yeah. Or like what if there's happened like... That's my
balcony. All right. This is really cool. Sure, you can hop onto a little widow's walk right on this alleyway.
Well, except it doesn't solve my other problem, which is that the other barns remains.
And also, but can't you flip it, or is that only on your next turn? Or
can't you only mirror next to the person?
15 feet away from
you. Oh, okay.
The other barns remain. Sounds like a sad biography.
The other barns remain.
It's going to be your eulogy.
All right, I'm going to go
with my Harrison Barnes.
As told to Brother Ramius.
I'm going to go with my original plan.
Okay.
Which is I'm going to glint the mirror.
Into the moonlight.
Another barns will appear in this square in midair above the water.
In midair, mind you. Okay.
So that barns immediately begins to fall, which means that the original barns disappears.
All right, I'm going to do a quick barn switcheroo here. Yeah.
I'm going to try to grab the ledge
Grab a ledge!
And hold on. But first, if this guy...
Grab an edge.
Or this,
Kate's face.
This queen...
where are you going with this?
If this queen has an AOO...
if this queen has an AOO...
She can take it, because that has the manipulate trait.
Awesome.
Oh.
Game changer.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, he's getting so close to the screen.
I thought you wanted to just jump in the water.
No. Well, if I jump in the water, they all get AOOs. Or the two of them do.
No, I'm saying like, I thought you wanted to glint and then fall in the water.
Well, I do, but if I'd rather not, because I'm going to get swept away.
If she does.
You would get swept away, but...
She does not use it.
Okay. All right, so now I've dropped myself like just above, in the air, just above where the edge of the bridge would be, and I want to grab the edge.
All right, I've got to set the DC here. My gut says 15.
Okay. Reflex save.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I could go 17. What, do you think it's too high, too low?
Or is it athletics?
No, I don't know why he wants to grab it. They're just going to all come up and hack you to pieces, to death, if you succeed at this.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right? Am I crazy? They're going to walk right up and cut your hands off.
All right, I fall in the water.
Barnes falls.
I mean, we're going to lose Barnes maybe for some time, but you might survive.
I might survive and find my way back eventually.
It's just like, it's counting on being Rasputin.
Yeah, right?
Like he's just going to
crawling out of the
fall
river.
Fall into a Russian river.
Still alive.
Be alive.
It's Bush and Sundance.
Poison, get shot, so falls run into a river.
It's Bush and Sundance in an abandoned sub-Arctic city.
Nobody believed in him.
I like it.
Barnes falls into the water. It would be Asta's turn.
And she's there with Ramius. You're still working?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's... just slowly getting more health as he works on her.
Okay.
What?
That's interesting.
What? What?
Shaka-gunka game
change. Ba-ba-boo-ba-dee.
Just had an idea.
What's your
what?
Turn?
Hold on to it, because it is the original Raider's turn.
Oh my god.
Standing next to the bridge.
Is the water moving? Like, would I get swept away by it?
Very calm.
But so embarrassing.
But freezing
That's so
cold.
Embarrassing.
Freezing cold.
I don't know why. You were so afraid.
Freezing cold.
That's amazing.
Why was I afraid? No, I want to be swept away.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, oh, no.
I just assumed it you would be like an aqueduct, right? Yeah. Like it would be running.
I mean, I'm going to fire the short bow into the water at you.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let me make sure. Let me check my vision.
Let's get up
I have
all
dark
the rules.
Visions. I have
done underwater shooting.
I wonder if like you're underwater, well, that's interesting. Be a negative.
Am I standing?
You just jumped in. There's no reason to think that you are just like up right now.
Is it?
That's interesting.
Is it standable?
Is the water standable? No, the canal is, you have to wade water. You're wading.
But I'm treading. Not like, it's not
treading,
like.
Treading
water.
Good.
Treading.
I'm treading. Okay.
You're treading water, yeah. I don't want to get into the weeds with this, but I'm mildly curious as to how this works.
I don't know how long it would take us, but like in 1E, like I don't know what the rules are in 2E. In 1E, it was like if you were submerged underwater, you had greater cover.
Well, here's aquatic combat in 2E.
Okay.
Let me make sure I'm actually looking.
Now, that would pretty much assume two combatants were fighting each other underwater, but.
All right, aquatic combat remastered. You're off guard unless you have a swim speed. You do not. So you're off guard.
Yep.
You gain resistance 5 to acid and fire.
Oh, nice.
Very fun. You take a -2 circumstance penalty to melee slashing or bludgeoning attacks that pass through water. Arrow would be piercing.
Oh, that's good.
Ranged attacks that deal bludgeoning or slashing damage automatically miss if the attacker or target is underwater. Pierce, which is what we're talking, ranged attacks made by an underwater creature or against an underwater target have their range increments halved.
Not really relevant here.
No. Nope.
That's the last line. Go all the way to the last line.
Right. You can't cast fire spells. Okay. At the GM's discretion, some ground-based actions might not work underwater or while floating.
When one group is in the water and another is outside of it, note that the aquatic combat rules for attacks apply.
Where do you see this?
Under aquatic combat in the GM core. Apply when GM. Either party is in the water. You might decide, Troy LaValle, that a character in the water is concealed against someone outside of it due to distortion and vice versa.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you concealed. Okay. So DC 5 flat check.
DC 5 flat check. But since it's an arrow, it's not penalized by going
right
into the water.
And the range, I'm not worried about the range. He's got range.
You're right on top of me.
So flat check.
DC 5 flat.
DC 5 flat. I'll roll the flat check.
Natural first. 20.
Okay.
But let's take away the natural 20 now.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Natural 4.
Oh!
Holy shit, dude! Wow.
Yeah!
You had Tor for the win!
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right. So, second attack with a lower base attack.
Oh boy.
I'll roll the flat check again. All right. So, that's a 15. Made it. But now can be a very hard.
But he's off guard.
Misses with a 10.
Yes.
Two arrows. We see them streaming through in the moonlight into the water.
Are you underwater, like holding your breath, or?
I assume he's 15 feet deep.
I think you just went down. Deep. You're going to come back
up. I
got to
come back
on
up.
Your turn.
Yeah.
All right. So with his final action, he's like, I can't see him. And slides up towards the woman.
Oh my God.
We're going to call this round two in the in the new game that we're playing right now. Now, it will be New Raider 2's turn here. New Raider 2 is going to move right where that other one was and do the same thing. God, I'm going to throw up. But it feels like a movie.
It does.
You're in the fucking dark.
Right. But in movies, you just write that Barnes survives.
Right.
But this ain't a movie.
No. Flat check. 15. All right, highest bap. 13 to hit.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing. Yes.
Natty 3. What was that? 2, 3, 4. All right.
This is like Indy swimming away from the...
Yes.
This is great because the natural 15
swimming to the plane.
Exactly. Flat checks are...
Start the plane, Jock.
I love flat checks.
Concealment is so awesome.
Flat check. All right. Flat check again.
When you have.
Final attack. 5 on the money.
Oh.
And then with a low bab. Thought that was a natural 20. It wasn't. Total 13.
Miss.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All right. It is... Brother Ramius' turn.
Okay.
What was your big now, brain moment? You were having
big brain moment. I kind of put it in check a little bit because I'm like, he doesn't know that any of this is happening.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, if you were looking, you saw Barnes run into something.
And all right, fine. I'm just going to say he knows that, Barnes ran away.
I don't think you can see that.
Double
far
into the air and fall.
Not
to
that
the
he can
no,
know.
No, he wasn't watching you though. He's working on Asta.
That's not true. I looked up.
He was shouting.
I was looking outside. I spent the whole turn looking outside and asking him what's up.
Oh, yeah, you did do that.
And then communicating it to you, you know, saying, like, go get him. But I see that, like, this isn't going well in that Barnes ran. You guys are all still looking in that direction.
And Buggles can see that Barnes is surrounded and jumped in the water with his dark vision.
Right. All right, he's going to say, damn it, Barnes.
See if Sakawachi can help me. Sakawachi,
I'm sure he can hear the sounds of combat. So what he's going to do is
she's safe with me. She's safe with me.
Does Sakawachi actually know to treat wounds? You have to tell me.
He doesn't have to say
that. Well, you are stable.
You're stable.
Yeah, but I feel like we might need you.
Either.
All right. I'm just going to take like 10 minutes, even if he did.
I'll do my best to keep her safe.
Do you have a potion on your belt?
No, I drank the one potion or two potions that we got from Sakawachi.
Here's one. Oh, God
damn it.
Such a clumsy foot.
It fell in the vomit.
Clumsy foot.
It fell. Oh. I slipped on the vomit.
Check if I have another one on my
All right, here we go.
Miss, what do you do?
Five, I'm going to use my three, I'm going to use my my medic dedication once a day ability to do battle medicine on one person. I've already done it on that day.
Hey, I'm going to do bad it. You always come around for me, Brother Rain.
God damn it. I can't believe he's still here.
Would you get lost?
I definitely chipped my toe on that interplanetary.
Quiet. I'm trying to focus.
And he's going to try to Tell do Hubert battle medicine on me. Asta to get her up in case we need her. So he's like, damn it, Bonds. Now we're going to need Asta too. And I'm going to increase the DC to get you the most hit points possible. Here we go.
Come on.
But I'm not sickened anymore. Success.
Okay.
But not critical. So I was doing the math, but it's not a crit.
I was breathing.
But that's still good. Okay. Dude, 22 hit points.
Oh, that's huge.
So huge, but that is truly the last of the last.
The last of us.
Okay.
Last of us. Once per day, I can use battle medicine on creatures previously treated. All right. And
I'm not wounded anymore because you were using treat wounds.
No, you are wounded.
No, I'm okay.
She wasn't.
Battle medicine. Battle medicine works mechanically like treat wounds, but it does not. It is not treat wounds.
Got it.
And he is just going to be like, as you wake up, he's going to be like, Bonds needs you. We all do. Get up. And he's going to stand up. Is that flavor? That wasn't technically.
I know.
I was kidding. Yeah.
You're like, you slid into her.
You're like, you lied down next to her, treating her.
Can I do two move actions to run outside?
My
question, or do I need to spend an action?
Yeah, you want? Let me just knock all my shit off.
Jesus Christ. What a mess.
I don't want to see that.
Oh, God.
What was your question?
Can I use
nipple cutouts.
Can I use two move actions to run out there to my allies, or
knew this was a bad
is it
day
one
to
action
nipple
to stand
cutouts.
Up? Because I was kind of
I'm
going
to say one action to get on the map, and then you want to decide what you want to do from there.
Sure.
All right. Let's go back to the other map. And we'll say your first action. You are now on the map. Wait. Now you're on the map. The rest of you visible? No, you shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be there. Good. You see yourself?
Yep. One action to get on the map, and then I will just cast shield as I get out there and start to assess the situation.
All right.
Asta's awake. She's coming.
He says to the empty city.
Well, he says to Zephyr and Buggles, right? Isn't that what we're saying? Aren't they out there? Or near there?
What? I don't know. I don't think
it's a very confusing situation.
Zephyr, I think, was in the doorway, right?
Zephyr and Buggles are behind you. You've moved past them outside.
I told him, like, he's not listening to us, but Asta's awake. Let's go.
Okay.
Shit!
It is now. It is now.
Cigarette dangling out of your ass.
It is. Can't you see this guy? Just pissed and so frustrated.
I imagine you lit up a cigarette as you do when you treat wounds, and you, so now you're like,
I really just really want to smoke.
All right, it is Blue Boob Guy's turn. Blue Boob Guy
blue boob guy
is going to step up and fire.
Blue boob guy, come on, keeping you honest.
Yeah.
Had a bow in hand?
Crossbow.
Loaded. In the street.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is say I get one shot.
That sounds incredibly fair.
I'm going to take one shot on Barnes. Flat check. That's just crazy. They're standing at the edge of this.
Don't let him get away.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Flat check. Natural 20 on the flat.
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
You've been there.
Ha! Sucker.
You've been there.
Sucker.
Natural.
How do you like
natural
your one?
Natural
how do you like
one
your
one
chance
on the
now?
I'm going to get the fumble ready.
Natural one.
Let's this go. Sounds like a named blue boob guy.
Yes, a blue boob guy is the name, I guess.
Hey, it's a named character. You don't want that natural 20 coming at you now. Let me check the range on the crossbow. Oh, yeah. Range for days.
Doesn't matter. Natural one.
I could shoot fish in a barrel.
I'm going to get a one.
All right. I think it's a hit.
Probably.
23 to hit.
Yes, it's a hit.
Okay.
Damn.
Oh. Oh. Has this ability called crossbow precision. Oh, first time the archer hits with a crossbow attack in a round, it deals 1d8 extra precision damage on top of the regular damage.
And you don't have any other things?
This isn't ranger, right?
Beside concealment? You don't get another
ooh,
bonus.
Ooh, you're lucky. I rolled a one on that extra damage. Oof. So you only take 6 points of piercing.
Oh.
Okay.
She's watching. Got him. Hits you. Just nicks you right above the shoulder. Or right below the shoulder bone.
Wait, how much damage?
6 total.
Okay.
Not bad. And that's her turn. It is now Buggles' turn.
All right, Buggles. Buggles is going to run up, get even, or just bit of his movement up to into the alleyway here.
Okay, you and, move up to the alleyway.
Yeah, and he's just like no, and he's going to reach out and do a frostbite attack on the closer of the two, on Todd Christensen here, the northernmost raider.
Okay.
So give me a fortitude save, please.
Fortitude save. Okay. This was the original raider that already had taken some damage in that fight, but not much. Fortitude save. He's in formation, so he'll get a little bonus. Love that formation. Natural 20. 20. Christ. Bullshit. 20.
All right.
Okay. You hit on that bullshit.
It's true.
It wasn't bullshit.
You hit on that bullshit.
You hit on that bullshit.
Okay. At that moment, around the corner, Buggles sees another raider. Who uses two actions to get up on top of Buggles and swing a longsword.
Oh my god.
I shouldn't have done, like, there's no reason for me to have run up here. Like,
no.
I have 120 feet of range. Like, I should have just.
Yeah.
Where's Ramius?
Talking without thinking. I ended up
on this map.
Yeah, you see yourself?
You're north.
I'm sorry.
You're right up top.
Yeah.
I apologize. I don't.
Are you right up top? See it? Do a little refresh.
Refresh.
Yeah.
Refresh.
A refresh.
All right, this is going to be a longsword attack on Buggles. Ramius, you see this. This guy came right around the corner.
Buggles, no! As this guy runs out. This is it. Flat check.
Stop it.
I believe you. I was like, get it.
15 to hit.
That's a miss.
Yes.
That's a miss.
Oh, Humongo.
Oh, God.
Okay. So let me just move him in the initiative order, and that's his turn, and it is now Zephyr's turn. Zephyr, you have low light vision, elf vision, or have you moved on to dark vision?
Yeah, no, she has a low light.
All right. I would say that from where you're standing, especially there at the door, you now see this thing come up on Buggles. There are four enemies. I don't know if you even see what's going on at the dock, to be completely honest.
I mean, I immediately see what's happening to Buggles, at least, and she runs up to the enemy that just ran up to Buggles.
Yeah, Buggles is drained like you are. You want to get right on top of the enemy?
Yep.
Okay, that's going to be... how much movement do you have?
I have 35 feet.
Okay, I'm going to say you can get right up to him in one move action.
Awesome. Flurry of blows with my fists, because I was not in monastic archer stance before.
Okay.
Come on.
Flurry of blows with the fist. This thing is not in formation. No shield raised.
18 on the first one.
Oh.
It's 19 to hit them, right? It's,
I think it is.
It's pubic 19. Hair.
That was cracked.
The second one is 22.
That's a hit.
Yes.
Is it a hit?
Let's do it. Let's kill him.
So that's,
you still get stunning fist, right? Even if
9 points of damage.
Nice.
Fortitude save, please.
Nice.
9 points of damage and a fortitude save. Not in formation, no bone. That's going to be a fail with an 11.
Awesome. Nice.
Is that a critical fail?
It's not a crit. It's a 19 that you have to beat. So you're stunned one, and then she has one more action left. She's going to punch again.
Okay.
I know we love doing that, but I don't know what else to do.
Just do your best. Just do your best.
You could give guidance.
Everybody's had guidance.
16.
I meant aid.
I already gave everyone guidance. Oh, not aid, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Barnes, you surface with an arrow stuck in your shoulder. There's like other little arrows floating around near you. A crossbow bolt.
Gosh, this is a bad... worse than I thought it was.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's much worse.
This is a worse situation than you thought? Yeah.
Well, now that we have a
fourth like guy on both. The trash compactor scene.
Yeah.
New hope.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Luckily, they weren't rolling dice. They were just writing the story. How do you think they wrote it, though? Making it up.
Okay. The water is calm, you said.
Yeah. Freezing cold, though. You take 19 points of cold damage.
Oh.
Purrs.
It was a d20 worth of
damage. What happens when you're unconscious
that's
underwater?
A d20 worth of damage.
You take one d20 damage.
Wow, that's crazy. That's
it's really harsh. That's 2e for you.
That river's open.
That's 2e for you. You got to play more tactically.
It's just really cold, and now you're wet.
So with the swim action,
it's winter and you're in the north.
The GM determines the DC based on the turbulence 40. Or danger of the water. In most instances of calm water, you can get an automatic critical success.
Oh, okay. Which would increase your maximum distance by 5 feet.
By 5 feet.
So, that's fair. So 5 feet for every 20 plus a 5 foot bone.
5 feet for every 10.
Oh, because if you have a speed
you
of 40.
You could swim basically half speed.
Yeah.
Basically half speed.
That's fine with me.
No, yeah, a little more than half speed. So, all right.
It's fine with me, Matthew Capitacasa. What's your middle name? James?
Steven.
Bill?
Steve?
Steve.
Your middle name's Steve?
Yeah.
All those songs you believe we made about you?
Yeah, he's been hiding it. He didn't want to mention it.
Matthew Steven. I'm going to try that out.
Matthew Steven. Steven.
Pull up your pants.
Why did you pursue these hobgoblins, Matthew Steven?
Matthew Steven.
Okay, Barnes is going to swim.
I'm pulling those pants down, Matthew
this
Steven.
This is a baptism. What is he doing back there?
Okay, Barnes is going to swim 30 feet.
Amazing.
To the east.
Guarantee. Anyone that's run this has never had this happen. All right, so you swim under the canal.
Under
the bridge there.
Under the bridge, 15 feet to the east.
And you run right into the Dianoga.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm going to glint the mirror again.
Okay.
And a second Barnes is going to appear on the other side of the bridge. Out of the water.
Oh, my God. Are you keeping the original Barnes there?
The other Barnes has to stay, unless the water is moving.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's calm. They both stay.
It's calm. All right, so you just appear on land, or in like this
on the
pier.
On the other side. Actually,
you can go further behind the wall, can't you?
Yeah, you can go 15 feet.
Well, how far down?
Oh, you know what? No, actually,
ballpark.
I can turn this corner now that I see that. So I'm not going to mirror Glenn. I will keep swimming. So I'm going to go. That was 30.
45 feet.
Yeah, so I'm going to go around.
Swim
the
around
corner.
The corner. Yeah, that's way better.
And, okay, and kind of get out of sight. You're out of sight there.
Yeah.
They're going to have to move to try and chase you.
They're going to have to kill Brother Ramius. Good job.
Or they can come after me and you guys can go back.
14. Okay. Of course, I deleted the wrong Barnes. Shit always happens. Makes me so fucking mad. All right, Barnes. You move. Okay. Very interesting. Asta, it's been a while.
Since I've been awake for any fight. All right. Asa, is awake now. 22, I think you said 22 hit points. 22 hit points.
Yeah, that was awesome.
She is on the ground. It was awesome.
Hype man,
thank
for
you.
Your own.
It was awesome.
Great. Your own heal checks.
First action, stands up from
so
prone.
So good.
Okay. No longer prone.
Fuck my ass. Second action, she grabs her katana.
No.
God damn it. Yeah. So she has to do that. Third, she's going to move. How far can I get with my one movement? Do I get
to the new map?
Right, to the
right
door.
There. I put you on the map.
Okay. Before she runs, though, she says to Sakawachi, do you have any other potions? Do you have anything else?
That's all I found. That's all I found. I looked around.
We're going to die.
I could keep looking. I'm really ill-prepared for this. The people that were with me, they could help, but I lost them.
You're unhelpful.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I promise once we get out of this, I can help. I think.
Just stand by that other guy who is also unhelpful. And she points to Hubert.
The hedgehog?
Yes. He talks.
You sit with him and think about what you've done.
Yeah, this is your punishment.
Oh, hello there.
And runs,
get used to it.
Runs out of the room.
A little rude to people like us.
Third action, gets outside.
I truly don't know why he's in this camp. I don't know his purpose.
I thought there was going to be something by the end of the book.
Insane.
There was going to be like, actually, Hubert is like serves some key purpose, some key noble purpose.
Has an
all
answer
along.
To a question that we need down the line. That
it's
only
been a
he...
really long time.
Yeah. I think I'm going back to Nighthold.
Maybe he's going to be the one that brings the vote of no confidence on Emperor Palpatine.
It could be
exactly.
Could Maybe be
that's his role.
That's his role.
Yes.
Asta gets outside.
Now I understand.
She says, "Thank you to Brother Rand. Thank you for helping me. What's going on?" And you fill her in.
Yes, Bonds has jumped over the edge, out of sight. They're pursuing him now, but Buggles is in combat with one right there.
Fuck.
Get to him.
Shit.
Save Buggles.
Fuck.
Save Buggles. Save the
She's
world.
She's so hurt.
Save Buggles. Save the world.
She's drained too and like covered in blood and holding like her appendix in. And she's like, fuck.
You don't need that.
Okay. Oh, okay. I don't need it. She takes it out. That's her whole turn.
Brother Ramius eats it. Does he get any hit points?
Yeah.
You eat her appendix.
Yeah.
She gives it willingly, freely gives
that's
it just, to him.
That's horrible. All right. It is original Raider's turn. Original Raider's turn. Oh, this is brutal. He looks to the woman. She's like, give chase, give chase. There's more of him. And he is going to have to double move. Yeah, 35 feet. So double move to get within range of Barnes is going to get one shot off here. It's reload zero for the short bow. Flat check. 17 on the flat. That would have been a nice hit. You're still in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water's your advantage right now.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he goes unconscious.
Oh, yeah. But they're going to keep missing.
Oh, I'm off guard.
He's
so
got a ball cap.
That's the flat check.
Short bow has a deadly D10. Just throwing that out there. Natural 3.
Dude, flat checks are awesome.
I love flat checks.
Who are you lucky?
Yeah, I feel fixed. I'm knocking on wood.
All right. Going to the top of round 3. Really would be like round 8, maybe. That's the original raider, by the way, that came after you. Now the other one. She's like, should I follow you? She's like, no. I'll go after them. He is going to step up. Oh, no. Actually, it's way better to stay next to her and just is going to fire at Buggles with a short bow. Let me check the range here. 60 feet. I'm sure that's fine.
Yes, it's fine.
Right, yeah, 40 feet. All right, so he's going to fire at Buggles. 15.
It's a miss.
This is Buggles.
Come on,
second attack,
second.
Man. The bad Shut. Rolls are starting to come around here. And then with the second attack, 18.
That's a hit, exactly.
With the minus 5.
Yeah, yeah. I rolled okay on that last one. All right, so this is going to be, minimum damage, 3 points of piercing.
Okay.
And then is going to... Oh, raising its shield doesn't make sense here. I want to keep my bow. It's just going to kind of slide up next to the woman. And now it's Brother Ramius' turn. God, this is cool.
Ramius is just going to knee-jerk reaction fire a divine lance at the raider that's attacking Buggles.
The one with cover.
Shut your mouth makes me sick.
My mouth makes you sick?
How dare you?
Every time I see it and every time I hear it, it makes me sick. Let me ask you this, penis. If I move in front of Asta, could I... is that no cover?
No, you're cleared out.
Okay, so he will move back
toward that way and say, Buggles, come back behind me. Come back behind me.
You are so due for this to hit, dude.
Yeah, here we go. Divine Lance, just double checking the to hit. Because I've been sickened and I'm all kind of all over the place. This doesn't seem right. I feel like this to hit is wrong. Oh, no, that's right. Okay, here we go. Here we go. 19. That's exactly. Oh, amazing. All right, fantastic. I apologize. I wish that I was ready for this, but I wasn't. All right, Divine Lance. This is spirit damage.
For those at home?
Right. In case that they're...
Fans of spirit damage.
Any weak to spirit damage? 7 points. 7 points. 7 points. Spirit damage.
Spirit. Ah! My pride! My pride in what I do!
Who just walks out the job at this point?
By the way, I gotta say, speaking of spirit... Skid hung an amazing sign right in front of right at the studio where we walk into where this table is. The Notre Dame play like a champion today sign.
Yeah.
It's and no we tap
you
it when
tap
we walk
it
in
on
now.
The way in.
We gotta play like a champion. Like a right champion. Now.
That's so, why we're playing so well.
You know, I
it's
never
so
tap.
Funny. So I went back to my college recently when we were at the Boston show, and backstage there was a sign that said like theater this way, theater that way, and there would be a sign hanging there that said act like a champion today. And the tradition was like you would hit it before you would go on stage. And I forgot to look to see if it was still
there. Oh, wow.
You hit act like a champion.
I guess all Catholic schools have that, that sign.
Even though we hated Notre Dame.
Yeah.
All right. That's his turn.
Hell of a turn.
Move to action, Divine Lance.
All right. I was taking my time here because it's Blue Boob Guy's turn. But I'm gonna change his name. It's Blue Boob Lady.
Blue Boob Lady.
Or just Blue Lady. How about
Blue
just Blue Lady?
Blue Boob.
When you weren't
you
sure
alone.
Her gender, I blue boob guy, but it is a lady, blue lady. I should say, looks. There's a similarity between her and the other creatures, but she is a little bit taller, stronger, and her features are much more human and less goblin.
I wonder if she's half human, half hobgoblin.
Do the hobgoblins?
He's tall, yeah.
Do these hobgoblins, do they look like any other like hobgoblins that we would be familiar with? Or is there any?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance for any.
Yeah, the
knowledge.
Only really interesting
well,
marking.
Well, no, because Barnes had one, right?
Yeah, but he failed.
No,
I succeeded.
Oh, yeah. You did?
So.
Yeah, do I mean, they look otherworldly hobgoblins?
They don't look otherworldly, no. They look, the only thing that's interesting about their look is they're all wearing the similar garb and have this war paint on.
So they're part of
and you think
clan.
They're just part of some like raiding group that came to this abandoned city, perhaps. All right, so man, I am I'm a little torn here. All right, so she's going to move and she's going to do the action running reload. So she slides up into the alleyway past her the other hobgoblin and gets a reload and then will fire her crossbow at Buggles. As long as Buggles is standing there. He is the target. Big to hit here. Big to hit. 32.
That's a crit.
Unlike the short bow, it does not have a deadly D10, and it is not a nat 20, so it won't be a named crit, but it will be double damage, and this might take Buggles down.
Yeah, is that it? It doesn't have another critical specialization?
No, you're lucky. Yeah, the short bow is actually much far more dangerous, but she has a better chance to hit. Oh, 28 points. Yeah.
Dying too.
Piercing damage.
And I have no means. Well, I can stabilize him, but I can't bring him back.
All right, so Buggles goes down to dying two.
I don't think we should have come out here.
I don't think we should
agree.
On the record.
Come out here either.
Hey, Skid.
I'm not naming names, not pointing fingers.
I'm not pointing any fingers.
Saying, you know, Matthew shouldn't have come out here.
We could just... read you the episode. No one has to know.
and then she take it from the top.
She will take it from the top.
Back to one.
You know, cut this
you
out.
Meet Dr. Riddleson.
She's then going to do another running reload, backing up to get in formation with the hobgoblin and gets a free reload on that running reload. So she backs up with Buggles down, Barnes in the water. Buggles will now move an initiative. Oh man, dying two is just it's brutal. And now it's the Raider's turn that is right next to Buggles, and he does a coup de grace. No, he is going to swing his longsword at Zephyr.
You bitch.
First attack. Natural 20.
But do you enjoy being
evil?
Hope like, you had fun playing this game.
Hope you're going to have fun playing by yourself.
Yeah. I only enjoy it. There's two reasons why I would enjoy it. One, if I've been like down, you know, like down at the casino and all of a sudden I'm on a hot streak, it just feels good to like, because I'm a player at the table. A lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
It's nice to get hot again. And
you're a player with godlike power.
It's true. Yeah. And it feels good.
You're the only one with a big fucking screen up here too. You can say whatever you fucking want. Wouldn't that be great in a casino?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it's like, oh, seven again.
At a poker table. It'd be like, quads. Quad aces. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
What's behind that screen? Don't worry about it.
I remember where all the pips on my dice are.
So I feel good then. And also when I know you're going to win. Right now, I don't know that that's the case.
So you don't feel good about that natural 20 against Zephyr?
So take it back.
Let's see how much damage on its first action.
Kate's really leaning into that this is an edited show thing. She's like, come on.
Run about it out.
Get a backup?
I'm going to crack open another nooner.
Hey, listen. She's going to die. I'm going to go home. I'm going to spend 2 hours on the train.
Thinking about everything.
Here it comes. Double damage. First tile long sword. 24 points of slashing damage.
Okay.
You're up?
Oh, yeah. I was full, but I'm drained. But I
love
full.
Her reaction of, okay.
Okay, and...
Is that all?
Second attack.
Crack. Statistically, time to roll a natural one.
He doesn't roll.
13.
Miss.
Miss. Third action ratio.
Ugh. Ugh.
Stupid. All right.
And now it's your turn, Zephyr.
Here's what I want to do.
Buggles is down, lying in a pool of his own.
I want
red
to...
blood? You red blood over there?
Red blood. You bleed red blood?
Yeah. Bleed red blood?
Not a Vulcan. Here's what I want to do. Let me know if this is
does
possible.
Your blood not come out blue and burn
how
the
this would work. I would like to...
Exactly what I was
saying. That's a deep cut, man.
That's a great
one. Star Wars.
That was
right?
Star Wars. New game, who did Star Wars.
I was laughing about that the other day. I was like, Dogo! Dogo!
Dogo!
Sorry. For fans of our other work.
Sorry.
Pretty guts up.
Here's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Let me know if it's possible or whatever. I want to pick up Buggles and drag him away and run away.
This thing has provoked.
I know, but that's what she would do. She was just critted. She was just hit really hard.
Okay.
All right. And so Buggles is down.
All right. So Buggles, how much do you weigh?
You could hold 30, on. Before 35. You make that decision, just I know that we're like talking out of character, but Asta is going to attack this guy. So if you delay, Asta can be there to potentially take an attack of opportunity and maybe go down. But you would get away with Buggles.
I mean, I don't know if she would take that. She's already seen two people in her party die. She wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, you go die instead. I don't know if she would.
Up to you.
Here's what I'm going to say. First action, grab him. Mm-hmm. Second action is going to be drag. I'm just going to say it's going to be difficult terrain as you pull him back, but it will provoke. If you avoid that provoke,
I mean, you technically can go even just grabbing him.
Yeah. Sure. Like that's any manipulate.
All right, so grab. If you can survive that, you can move half speed, or you could double move and just move your full complement of movement back.
No, I mean, I feel like that's what she would do character-wise.
Then
she
fucking
sees
do,
another character go down in front of her.
30 pounds, would that make you encumbered?
I'm not going to hold her over the course of
that. I think he's light enough that she could scoop him up, second action, and move at regular speed.
Oh, you mean if it's not encumbered.
It's only 30 pounds.
Interesting.
That's a good point. Very light. It's a light boy.
One action, you know.
I just don't think it makes any difference whether she moves half speed or full speed.
Yeah, it does.
It's
enormous 15 feet versus 35 feet.
And they have bows.
Right. So they can shoot us wherever we are.
Okay.
Track us down wherever we are.
Short bows. They have short bows.
You want to do it? You can.
Yeah, that's what she would do in the moment. She would see Buggles going down and just like get hit really hard in the face. And she would just lean down to pick him up and try to save him.
Here comes the attack of opportunity. Survive this. And there is a good chance. Longsword.
I feel good about my choice.
I like it.
Like, I feel like it's what
also,
she
won't I'm be glad to, you feel won't good. Be able to do shield block.
I think you're really brave.
Here we go.
Zephyr is.
Play true to character.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, you shitting my dick right now.
No. Out of here. We can't do this again, dude.
No.
Take a picture.
Cut.
I've got it right here.
You.
Oh.
Roll it back.
That's unbelievable. You
can't do this again.
That's so brutal.
I'll take a quick picture of my
face. Oh, my gosh.
It's time to make your membership official. Start your 30-day free trial today and become an official member of The Niche at jointhenaish.com with the promo code GCN30. That's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 to gain access to exclusive podcasts, ad-free episodes, and content you can't find anywhere else. Once again, it's jointhenaish.com and use code GCN30 at signup to get your first 30 days for free. Tell your friends, come join yourself and see what everybody's talking about when you join the Niche today.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.